Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our Lord and Savior was whipped until he almost died. His muscles laid bare, his flesh torn from his body. He was beaten by soldiers, mocked by the crowd, and forced to carry his own cross to the place of his execution. He was stripped naked. He was pierced with nails in his hands and in his feet. He was rejected by man, humiliated and scorned. And in the midst of all of this, his Father turned his face from him. And in that moment, while physically suffering on the cross, he was completely and utterly alone, isolated from both God and man. I want to pause and let the weight of all of this rest upon you. The Lord our God willingly came down from heaven and subjected himself to this unimaginable suffering. Upon him was inflicted pain that we have never experienced. Upon him was inflicted spiritual suffering that we'll never experience. Upon him was placed the weight of sin for all mankind so that we would never experience it. You see, the enormity of this submissive act is something that we will never be able to fully appreciate. God entered into creation, taking on flesh for the purpose of saving it. And within this act, he subjected himself to complete separation from a perfect union with the Father and the Holy Spirit. How can we even begin to understand what this actually means? And how can we ever even begin to understand the effect that this had on him? It's beyond anything that we could or even would do for ourselves. And to think that he did this not for himself, but for us. Even for those who would reject him and consider him an enemy. Now this morning, I'm focusing on the judgment inflicted upon Jesus for our sake, because it stands in stark contrast to Isaiah's prophecy. This morning we heard his words. He wrote, "On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined." On this mountain. What is this mountain that the prophet speaks about? Well, it's nothing less than the Messiah himself, the Anointed One. Through his suffering and death, he has become our mountain. And it is through him that we feast on all that is good. We feast on the forgiveness that he offers through his body and blood. Today, this morning, when we come to his table, this is what he offers each one of us. The richest of food, the best of the best. And our Lord offers it to us because he first suffered on our behalf. And he suffered so that we could feast. And not on anything, but on himself. There's nothing better that has ever been offered us, nor will there ever be. He suffered. We feast. And then Isaiah continues. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And that veil that was spread over all nations was created in the garden during the first days of creation. It covered the earth the very moment Adam and Eve withdrew their trust in God and placed it on themselves. In that moment, death rose to power and subjected all creation unto itself. Nothing could escape. No one could escape. No one except Jesus. And yet even here, the Son subjected Himself to this veil of death on our behalf. Even here, He allowed it to cover Him. He experienced what all creation was infected with, what all creation was destined towards. And it was a physical, painful death. It was a spiritual, unimaginable pain. And it was voluntary. And it was done for our benefit. Death was swallowed up forever. Death was conquered. Death no longer had any power over us. It no longer had control. You see, from that moment on, death was no longer something to fear. Instead, it was given new meaning. God turned death upside down and used it as a doorway through which He now adopts us. Death no longer stings. It sings. For in our baptism, our sinful selves are put to death, and we are given new life. Life that can sing. Life that can praise Him. Life that can live in joyful response to Him. How great is our God! But He's not done, even after all of this. For Isaiah continues, "And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of His people will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken." Tears wiped away. This is the promise from God, and Jesus is the fulfillment of that promise. See, through Him, we have the confidence to proclaim that all will be made right in creation and in our own lives. Every wrong that we have been subjected to will be made right because of Jesus. Have you ever thought through that reality? Because of the injustice of what Jesus was subjected to, our justice will be reconciled. Our Lord and Savior was whipped until He almost died, His muscles laid bare, His flesh torn from His body. He was beaten by soldiers, mocked by the crowd, and forced to carry His own cross to His place of execution. He was stripped naked and then pierced with nails in his hands and in his feet. He was rejected by man, humiliated and scorned. And in the midst of this, the Father turned his face from him. And in that moment, while physically suffering on the cross, he was completely and utterly alone, isolated from both God and man. You see, the sweetness of our Christ's work that Isaiah promises can only be tasted through the bitterness of Christ's suffering. Our God willingly experienced hell so that we could experience eternity. He willingly subjected himself to separation so that we could experience an eternity with him, connected to him. Praise be to God. Please pray with me. Lord, in that day we will say, surely, this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. In your name we pray. Amen.